Part 2. Inspector Blunt gives his orders. Inspector Blunt now called Captain Burns. The inspector described the case to him, and then he gave his instructions.
Tell Detectives Jones, Davis, Bates, and Hackett to follow the elephant. And tell Detectives Moses, Dakin, Murphy, Rogers, and Bartholomew to follow the thieves.
Yes, sir,
the captain said.
We'll find your elephant,
the inspector told me. I thanked him. I liked that man, and I liked the way he approached the case. The next morning, the newspapers were full of the story of the stolen elephant. Some of the newspapers gave the opinions of different detectives about the case. Each detective had a different opinion. All the detectives named the criminals, but they all gave different names. The newspaper articles finished with a mention of Inspector Blunt. He knows that the criminals are Brick, Duffy, and Red McFadden. He knew that they had plans for the crime. I was pleased when I read the newspaper article. It was clear that Inspector Blunt was a very clever detective. I hurried to his office to talk to him again. You know who the thieves are, I said. Why didn't you arrest them before the crime?
We do not prevent crime,
he told me.
We punish crime. We cannot punish it until it is committed.
Then I noticed something strange about the reward for $25,000. The reward was only for detectives. What about the public? I asked.
The detectives will find the elephant,
he explained to me.
That is why the reward is for them.
Now the telegraph in the office began to bring in the first messages from the inspector's men.
Flower Station, New York, 7:30 a.m. Found a clue. Think the elephant is going west. I am following. Darley, detective.
Darley's a good man,
the inspector said. Another telegram arrived.
Flower Station, New York, 9 a.m. Followed the tracks for 3 miles. A farmer told me they are not elephant tracks. They are holes he made for planting trees. Tell me what to do. Darley, detective.
The inspector sent Darley a telegram.
Arrest the man. He is one of the thieves. Follow the tracks. Inspector Blunt.
Next, a telegram arrived from Hawes.
Ironville, New York, 9:30 a.m. The elephant was here this morning. No one knows where he went. He killed a horse. Hawes, detective.
Inspector Blunt called Captain Burns.
Send a lot of men to Ironville,
he ordered. More messages arrived from all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Then a very strange one arrived. It was from the famous circus, Barnum's. It offered $4,000 a year to use the elephant for advertising the circus. The idea was to attach advertisements to the elephant's body. Ridiculous, I cried.
Of course it is,
Inspector Blunt agreed.
Mr. Barnum does not know me, but I know him.
The inspector sent a message to Mr. Barnum.
$7,000 or nothing. Inspector Blunt.
Back came an immediate reply.
Agreed. P.T. Barnum.
A little while later, other telegrams arrived.
Glover's, 11:15 a.m. Just arrived. The village is deserted except for the sick and the old. During a village meeting, the elephant put his trunk in a window and washed the meeting room with water. Some people drank the water and died. Others drowned. The whole region lives in terror. Brandt, detective.
Bolivia, New York, 12:50 p.m. The elephant arrived here and disturbed a funeral procession. It killed two people. Several citizens tried to shoot it. Some of the bullets hit it. Detective Burke and I followed the animal into the woods. The elephant stopped to rest, and Burke came very close to it. He shouted out, "The reward is mine!" The elephant turned round and killed him with its trunk. I ran away. The elephant chased me back to the funeral procession. The elephant killed more people. I do not know where it is now. Mulrooney, detective.
That was the final telegram that we received.